Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and there's an old song title. I don't think it's very old, but it goes something like, there's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear, is one of the phrases in it. And that's kind of what we're dealing with here, because we're dealing with intel. We don't have a lot of ways to vet some of this stuff. And we always have to consider false flags. In fact, from a global perspective, I would expect that, I guess, just about everything, including wars, are a false flag in the sense that they're planned for an outcome and an agenda that they've worked out, that Satan and his minions have worked out anyway. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just running my fingers through some intel, trying to figure out what's real.
Yeah, this is kind of difficult, but from Hal Turner, and I'm sure you got more than I can get, but emergency action messages being transmitted to the U.S. military after Iran fails to stand down ballistic missiles. The U.S. may make a preemptive military strike against Iran within 24 hours, due to short-range ballistic missiles being pre-positioned to hit U.S. and Israeli targets in the Middle East. All the urgent and secret activity surrounding Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today has to do with Iranian short-range ballistic missiles being moved by boats throughout the Middle East in preparation for a likely attack against U.S. military bases and maybe even against Israel. Missiles are being shipped by boats on rivers in Iraq and Syria and from freighters in the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel. What have you got on that? What do you think?
Yeah,
going on?
It makes me wonder if, all of this began, Stuart, around May the 1st, and we were watching, we remember Hal Turner actually put out an update saying watch May the 2nd for retaliation by Iran once the sanctions go on. And of course, we've been watching that build, and about that time, just around May the 1st also, Israel was attacked heavily by Hamas under Iran's direction, it's reported. Massive attacks to try to pin Israel down and get them to hunker in the bunkers, but that hadn't fully worked out, and it does appear that all the intelligence seems to indicate Iran is up to something big, and I keep hearing an echo of Daniel 8. You mentioned that you're actually one, I guess, that started that, and it does seem to be moving in that direction, because if Iran preempts and hits U.S. Ships or bases or Israel or Israeli locations, then full war is on. And if we preempt and hit Iranian assets, then I guess either way, big blowout starts.
Well, when you do sanctions like that, Iran may come to the conclusion that they don't have a choice to save their nation. They have to go to war, and I don't, after listening to Wesley Clark and the toppling of Middle Eastern countries, I don't believe much about the intel that we're getting about all this stuff, but let's assume it's real, which it probably isn't, or at least some of it isn't. Iran would then have no choice, because of the squeeze that's being put upon them, to probably institute Daniel chapter 8, because Daniel 8 sort of indicates a preemptive or retaliatory strike that goes in all directions, basically, and evidently does a lot of damage, but then America responds. If the rabbis over in Israel are interpreting this correctly, and I'm no expert in it, but they claim that we are the he-goat and Iran is the ram, and the he-goat comes across for a long distance, but it's an aviation-type hit, which is exactly what we would do. We would come by air because the feet of the he-goat don't even touch the ground, which indicates an aerial assault. And we pretty much pulverize Iran. But according to this, so in the last few minutes, this is Hal Turner released some little bit ago, they have released the news that it is ballistic missiles to be very clear to Iran that the game is up, to give them one last chance to stand down. The U.S. has been using back channels to try and convince Iran to step back, but all efforts have failed. There is no sign whatsoever that Iran is pulling the boats or missiles back. And Iran could tie up the Strait of Hormuz pretty rapidly if they started firing these things at supertankers, which may well be what the USA is concerned about, in addition to potential U.S. force attacks. And, of course, you know that what that would do to our economy over here, Larry. That would push the price of oil through the roof.
Yeah.
That would be very bad for our economy. And, of course, obviously they're going to blame all this on Trump. Have you got any more? It says here, Global High Frequency Communication Systems, Sky King, instructs military members, stop whatever you're doing and do this right now. It is the single highest priority message issued within the U.S. military. U.S. and our allies are considering engaging in preemptive military first strikes against these short-range ballistic missiles. Our strikes would use conventional weapons only. We would not use nuclear for this. And then he says all indications point to a showdown within 24 hours. What else have you got on that? I know you can get more out of it than we can.
Well, that's pretty much all of it, unless you went into the urgent international security issue, you know, and Pompeo leaving and apparently flying to, without it being announced, to Baghdad because of the Iranian movements. I did see a post, I believe, from Hawk earlier that was sent to me. You know, that's a guy that does radio shows under Steve Quayle's name. And
yes.
He's ex-military. He follows a lot of the chatter. You know, he and his buddies, they you know, keep an ear to the ground on what's going on in these messages. And
yep.
He's indicating that it's sounding so serious at the present time from what he's hearing that he's encouraging anybody with any ears in Washington, they better pull those TR-3Bs into service and get them ready because he said it's going to get bad.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder who controls the TR-3Bs? You know, is that deep state? What's their plan? Obviously, we know one of their plans is to consolidate the Middle East for the bioregion. And, they might very well use TR-3Bs. I know there were several videos. I know some people question the authenticity. Yeah, of those videos, but they looked awful real to me. And that was, I think, either in Afghanistan or Iraq or somewhere over there where a TR-3B comes floating in, and I use the term float because they're anti-gravity, and hovers by evidently either Taliban or ISIS or something like that, and blows it away. And I've seen other videos of these TR-3Bs. So it does make you wonder, doesn't it, what we would pull out of this if it gets pushed to shove. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And nobody knows, you know, reportedly these are black project, you know, situations, and maybe the president doesn't know all about that either. You know, they keep them out of the loop a lot of times, but you don't know who controls the black projects. You know, New World Order. You know, the you know, we just don't know for sure. You know, who's got the controlling fingers with the TR-3Bs, but I suppose we would have access if, you know, we got into something big.
Well, you know, what's very, very interesting about it is if you follow the money, obviously it's the super rich that can afford in these black projects to produce these kind of craft. And as Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex, which has now gotten totally out of control with all these black operations and now extremely advanced technology. So I guess if push came to shove, they wouldn't think about it at all. They would bring in whatever they had to do that. And we might be in for a major war here, too. If this thing ignites, probably looking at what? World War III. Any more news on Venezuela? I haven't heard much about it. Or the aircraft carriers going to, are they already over there now, the Lincoln and that group? Or are they still steaming towards there?
Well, I don't know anybody that knows. They're moving in the dark, if you will. And,
yep.
You know, and so we really just flat don't know. We do know that Pompeo was involved in talking about a hospital ship that was headed for the coast of Venezuela to possibly be used. And the only thing I do know is, you know, today on Lou Dobbs, he was talking about that, you know, our clandestine group was trying to pull more of Maduro's military away from him. But until, as Lou Dobbs and them said, until you deal with Cuba and Russia or China, you know, it's not going to do good to pull his military because they're not that big a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid the Cubans and the Russians are probably fully in charge in Venezuela, and Maduro is just a puppet and being told pretty much what to say and not to say. That would be my guess, because after all, they've got millions, if not billions, of dollars invested over there, like the Chinese. Anything else going on as far as this thing? The Pentagon currently believes Iran's actions could put U.S. and coalition forces at risk in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Qatar, or Qatar, I guess they call it. U.S. military and intelligence officials are monitoring the movement of the Iranian missiles around the clock, but have yet to see any pullback. So I guess they're getting quite belligerent then, aren't they?
Yeah, and at the same time, Stuart, there is reports that that Israel full well knows that Iran was preparing to send a massive coordinated missile attack upon Israel, and there are a lot of concerns that Israel may have made the decision behind the scenes that they're going to take Iran out, and so you may be looking at, Stuart, notice to the U.S. from Israel, because we know the contacts have been going back and forth, that Israel is about to attack the nuclear facilities inside Iran, and if the U.S. wants to help, fine, and that would put U.S. in danger, so they've got to rush over there to help Israel. If Israel's finally decided, they're going to go ahead and take down Iran before they get wiped out.
Yeah, and it does look like, obviously, there is tremendous coordination between the United States and Israel, particularly if we've got carrier groups on the way. And I do remember Hal Turner saying that the order was given flank speed as long as your carriers will do it without damage. So they're moving as fast as they can over there. Well, folks, this is just a heads up we wanted to give you. I know you're all busy and a lot of things to do, but just keep in mind that this thing can pop anytime, and if it does, it's not going to be fun when it finally blows. So hopefully maybe cool hands or cool heads, I guess, would be in order for prayer anyway for Jerusalem and the peace of the world, because we are headed into major trouble. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care, and we'll see you on the next update. Bye.